A fire contained, another ignited, and a mosque shooting's national significance. The Mateo fire, which ignited Monday, June 15th at 1:52 p.m. in the Mateo Canyon area of Camp Pendleton, was declared 100% contained Friday evening, June 19th, after burning 1,377 acres on federal land. No structures were lost and no injuries were reported. The cause remains under investigation. Three hotshot crews, two Type 2 crews, six Type 3 engines, two water tenders, and two aviation resources fought the blaze alongside Cleveland National Forest crews, with an overnight coastal marine layer credited with improving conditions. The relief was short-lived. At 4:09 p.m. Friday, within hours of the Mateo containment announcement, a separate wildfire broke out on U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service-managed federal land in San Diego County, tracked under the name Tamaine Fire. As of early Saturday morning, no acreage estimate or containment status had been released, and county emergency officials had not issued any evacuation orders. Given the warm, windy weather building through the week, officials urged residents to monitor conditions closely. The investigation into the May 18th mass shooting at the Islamic Center of San Diego in Claremont continued to accumulate significant new context. Three men were killed. Security guard Amin Abdullah, a father of eight, Nader Awad, and Mansur Kaziha. The two suspects, 17-year-old Kane Lee Clark and 18-year-old Caleb Liam Vasquez, opened fire outside the mosque just before noon and then died by self-inflicted gunshot wounds blocks away. FBI Special Agent in Charge Mark Remley described the suspects as sharing a broad hatred toward different races and religions. A manifesto recovered by CBS News opened with anti-Semitic language and was rooted in what investigators call accelerationist white supremacist ideology, a belief system that seeks to trigger societal collapse through violence. The Center for Strategic and International Studies designated the attack as the first ideologically motivated lethal attack on a mosque in the United States this century. The investigation remains jointly led by SDPD and the FBI. With the DOJ's hate crimes section engaged, no new charges were announced in the last 24 hours. On a separate public health front, San Diego County officials issued a health advisory June 18th, urging parents to immediately discard Nara Organics whole milk organic infant formula after the FDA linked it to a multi-state infant botulism outbreak confirmed in California, Pennsylvania, and Washington State. Three infants between 2 and 5 months old have been hospitalized. No deaths have been reported. The formula was sold at Target stores, Target.com, and Nara.com between July 2025 and June 2026. The county's reporting line is 619-692-8499 on weekdays or 858-565-5255 after hours.